Hey, Hillary.
Hi.
Oh, looks like we lost her.
Hey, sorry. There was a button that told me to refresh, and then I did, and then it kicked me out.
Well, you're back. Yay.
So good to see you.
Yeah, it's great to see you, too. I really enjoyed your new podcast.
Oh, thanks.
So I'm talking to Hillary Frank. She has a new podcast called Here Lies Me. It's a fiction show, and we're going to hear the first episode a little bit later. But first, Hillary actually has a long history with the truth.
That's right. We co-created it.
Yeah, we started working on it together in 2010, I think.
Yeah.
And then you went on to make a different show called The Longest Shortest Time. But now, as I said before, you're making a fiction podcast called Here Lies Me, and it takes place in middle school, and it feels really genuine and natural and cringy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm wondering what it is about middle school that made you want to explore it in a fiction podcast.
Well, so before you and I even started working on The Truth, I was writing young adult novels. And there was a book I wanted to do as my next book, and that was Here Lies Me. And I pitched it to my agent, and he said, well, if you want to do this story, you're going to need to age the characters up because of the subject matter. And I was deeply committed to making this story be about middle school. And I just thought, well, if the only way to do it is to age it up, then I just am going to set it aside. And then I started seeing shows like Big Mouth and Pen 15 and the movie Eighth Grade. And those are stories about middle schoolers, but for an older audience. And I thought, well, podcasting is wide open.
Yeah. So do you think of this as being for an older audience?
Yeah, I would not recommend it for anyone under 13. In fact, my daughter's in the show. She's 11. She plays the younger sister and plays drums in the entire show. Uh-huh. And I'm not letting her listen to more than the first three episodes.
She's really great in it, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
And also the drum bits are just so fun.
Yeah.
Because they sound like they're being made by a middle schooler. You know, it sounds like of the
yes.
place.
There is something that sounds homemade about it, and that's what I wanted, because I wanted it to sound like middle schoolers making a thing.
Well, we will hear the very first episode of Here Lies Me after the break. If you like what you hear, please go search for Here Lies Me on your favorite podcast app. After the break, it's the very first episode, so stick around.
You didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
And now the first episode of Here Lies Me.
I think God likes me.
Wait, big or little?
Little.
Ew.
I know.
What makes you think that? Did he, like, say something?
No. It's just, last night, I was at the movie in the park with my sister.
Uh-huh.
And little God, he was sitting in front of us, and he was just...
Barf, was he, like, wanking it?
No! Gross, Livy, why would you say that? Ugh, no, don't make me pick... Oh, no, no, he just... Instead of watching the movie, he was, like, watching me. He has back to the screen the entire time.
Noah!
What?
This is bad!
I mean, maybe not.
No, Noah, listen to me. This is really, really bad. God is gonna wife you up.
He can't just force
me to marry. Well, he's gonna try, and it won't be cute. Seriously, Noah, you know what happens when little God has a crush. Everyone knows. He, like, literally marks you. No one will want to come near you, or talk to you, or be friends with you. Maybe not even me.
Don't even joke, Liv. I can't survive this year without you.
Eighth grade, mofo! We rule this place. Hey, don't tell the others when they get here about God, okay?
Fine. Cross my heart. Hope to die.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Listening right now to me, to my life. Can we just agree on something, me and you? Hugging at school is weird. It just is. Last year, the popular girls started hugging whenever they passed each other in the hall. I mean, get over it. You just saw each other last period. Livy and I used to joke about how dumb they looked, trying so hard to be little adults. So then why is she having a hug fest right now with some girl I've never met?
Oh my god!
Wait.
Oh my god.
I think I know who she is.
Oh!
The great Oh. Meet Noah.
Hey.
Damn! Girl, I've heard so much about you.
And I've been hearing about Oh since I was like 6.
Dude, Livy is my girl.
They used to take ballet together.
We used to take ballet together, and jazz, and tap, and modern.
In preschool.
It was for fucking ever ago.
Oh, you used to dance with my other best friends, too. Via?
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! I can't believe it! Oh, you're here! Oh my god!
And Olivia.
Livy, Via, O, they're all just nicknames for the same thing.
You see, O is kidsplaining to me that all 4 of their names are actually Olivia.
Crazy, right?
Oh my god. Crazy.
Anyways, the 4 of us were like the fucking kindergarten version of Sex in the City. You've heard of that show, right, girl?
Yes, girl.
Then in the 1st grade, I moved to the city. You know, New York.
And for some reason, the Olivias took me in. As, like, a replacement Olivia. Even though I'm not an Olivia.
But...
technically.
I'm back! I mean, Abby.
Via! Via, you're here!
Every single day, every single day.
What did you do with your nails?
All right. Welcome to 8th grade, people. Time to sit down.
This year, I've got homeroom with Mr. Harding.
Take your seats.
He's got a pointy mustache, which would look evil if he wasn't so pudgy.
And not just any seat, the one with your name on it. That's right, get up. All right, this is where you'll sit the entire year. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Buts?
Oh, I agree. The gluteus maximus is hilarious, especially when I'm booting one to Dr. Rockland's office.
Booting a booty.
Mr. Harding used to be a football player for, like, his job. People say he once carried a kid over his shoulder all the way to the principal's. Some people say it was 2 kids, one on each shoulder. I kind of believe it.
And don't come to me about trading partners. Nope. I don't care if I paired you up with your mortal enemy, your arch nemesis, your evil twin, nothing. Sorry, not sorry.
Mr. Harding teaches science, so the desks in his room are those big lab tables that you share with someone else.
Hey, I'm Seb.
I'm Noah.
Lucky you, stuck with the new kid.
If Livy were here right now, she'd say the Seb guy was fire. But me, I don't care about these things. I mean, yeah, he's got nice cheeks. His face ones.
Hey, Radcliffe.
Radcliffe. That's O's last name. She's the only Olivia in my homeroom.
See that remote up there? Yeah, on the chair, under the screen. No, yes. Do me a favor and turn that volume down. These AV kids always trying to blow out my eardrums.
What up, my Plainview peeps? It is I, God.
Oh, good Lord.
AKA Little God. And I, of course, am Big God. The original God.
Losers.
Quiet!
Debatable, Jaden, as to whether you're the original, or while we're at it, even that big.
Fact, Micah, I'm 5 inches taller than you, not to mention 2.5 months older, shorty.
You're not smarter.
What is the deal with these guys?
They both want to be called God, but we call them Big God and Little God to tell them apart.
And I thought things were weird at my old school.
Yeah, they kind of got voted into daily announcements as a joke.
Looking for a club to join? A sport to keep you feeling fit? Then you're in luck. There are tryouts this week for lacrosse, field hockey, cheerleading, and soccer. Or football, if you speak European.
Oh my God. I am not exaggerating when I say Little God's voice makes me feel like puking. But you know what's making me feel less pukey? Watching Seb. He's drawing something, concentrating so hard he's licking his lips.
Back to school night is in 2 weeks from today, but that's for your parents, so I don't know why we're even telling you.
And now it's time to get serious. It has been a year since we lost Lucas Scott. He was a kind soul, taken from us far too soon. But God works in mysterious ways.
Let us do a moment of silence for Lucas Scott.
Hey, Noah. See if you can solve this.
Okay. It's a maze. I really wish you could see this thing because it is absolute craziness. Tiny little pathways across the entire page.
Luca was a good guy, and I can honestly say I miss him. He was a jock, but nice.
They don't make him like they used to, that's for sure.
You're right, for once.
And now for my wise thought of the day. Zoom in on my face, would you, George? Pull in. Thank you.
Little God and his stupid wisdom. No thanks. Anyway, I've got a maze to do. And an erasable pen to do it with. Okay, so not...
My people!
Not there, not that. Go up a bit.
I urge you to take control of your year.
Come back a little. Maybe? No.
It looks like there's no way out. But there is. There always is.
Strive to be your truest selves. To be
left.
Unique.
No.
Noah Bloom, you are unique.
No. No, 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 no.
And by unique, I mean you're the only girl I can honestly look at without vomiting. But besides, you're the only other Jewish kid in our grade, which makes us a perfect match. God out.
Excuse me for a moment while I go die. Here lies me, Noah Bloom, age 13, tragically killed by God's crush. Just do me a favor and give me a Jewish funeral, so no flowers, and tell everyone to throw a stone at me, right into my grave. Don't worry, they won't need much convincing.
Enough. Unless you're having so much fun, you want to keep it up in detention. Settle down.
Wait, the Hobbit was talking to you?
Yep.
What have you got next?
Social studies.
Me too. I'll walk you. Or you walk me, because I have no idea where I'm going.
Fuck, girl. What are you going to do about that God kid?
I don't know. Kill myself?
Yeah. You might have to.
We'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, I recently found out about this online service called Storyworth that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. And what it is every week, Storyworth emails your relative or friend a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of possible options. And each unique prompt asks questions you've never thought to ask, like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life? Or what was your mother like when you were a child? And I gave Storyworth to my mom, and here's what she wrote about her mom.
My mother was sick a lot, so I always had chores to do. Mom also made clothes for me and allowed me to make my own. She taught me how to be a good mother.
And after 1 year, Storyworth compiles all of these stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book. With Storyworth, I'm giving those I love a thoughtful, personal gift from the heart and preserving their memories and stories for years to come. Go to storyworth.com/truth and save $10 on your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/truth to save $10 on your first purchase. The characters on our shows go through a lot of things. And that's because people go through a lot of things. And sometimes, you know, it's good to have someone to talk to if you're going through things, whether you're struggling with grief or relationships, you have a lot of stress in your life, online therapy might be for you. BetterHelp is a secure online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with a licensed professional therapist. The Truth is sponsored by BetterHelp, and our listeners get 10% off their first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/truth. That's BetterHelp.com/truth.
Tell me if you see that God kid, all right? I'll be your human shield.
Are you even taller than me?
Barely, but I'm tougher than I look.
Yo, Unique!
Ignore him.
My life is over.
Hey, it's gonna be fine.
No, you don't understand. That's it. I'm done. I'm gonna lose all my friends.
Who needs them? You've got me.
Oh. Yeah, that's really nice, but being friends with me right now is probably social suicide. No one's gonna want to sit with me at lunch. I'm gonna have to sit at the loser table, if the losers will even let me.
Hey, deep breath. Let's talk about something else. Like, that Luca kid. What happened to him?
He died.
Yeah, I got that, but how?
Some drinking accident with a bunch of kids at Hunter Reed's house, down in his dad's wine cellar.
Dang, a wine cellar? How bougie is this town?
Bougie times 1,000. Basically, everyone lives in the movie version of a party house. Everyone except me.
And me? I don't even have a cellar. Unless you count the store under my apartment. Which actually is a wine shop.
Stop pretending like you don't have a wine cellar.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw some turnt parties for just you and me, apparently, since you'll be my only friend. Hope you like wine.
Not really.
Yeah, me neither. Don't tell my parents I've tried it, though. We're Muslim.
I don't know your parents.
Good point. Wait, so Luca died from wine? Dude must have drank a buttload.
No, it wasn't the alcohol. It was a champagne cork. Someone popped it, and it hit Luca right in the head, like, in a spot that kills you.
Whoa.
Yeah, they tried to save him at the hospital, but they couldn't. Maybe because he was also kind of drunk. I don't know, everyone tells it differently, and no one ever confessed. But we all know it was Hunter. Some people say he pointed it at Luca's head on purpose, just to see what would happen.
Man, that is dark.
Welcome to Plainview.
Where apparently rich people get away with literal murder.
That's a good way to put it.
I thought this town was supposed to be all progressive and shit.
Yeah, but your description is more accurate. Oh, okay. This is us, Miss Winterbottoms.
Okay, boys and girls, this year we'll be studying diverse world cultures.
Mrs. Winterbottom has been at Plainview Middle for a gazillion years, or at least long enough that my dad had her.
But you don't have to look very far to find diversity. And to show you what I mean, we're going to do a fun little exercise. So, let's all stand up. Uh-huh. Right. And get in a circle around the room. But wait. Listen for my instructions. You'll organize yourselves by skin tone. Lightest and darkest meet at the front of the room right over here.
You're kidding me.
Come here. Wait, wait, wait.
So I tan this summer?
No.
Use the inside of your arm. Tans don't count.
Tans or not, I'm obviously the palest. And guess who's the darkest?
Young man, tell me your name again.
Seb.
Yes, Sebastian.
Just Seb. That's my full name.
Right. Let's have you and Noah hold up your arms next to each other.
We're not exactly touching, but I swear I can feel his arm hairs tickling me.
Mrs. Winterbottom?
What is it, Danny?
There is something very uncool about this thing we're doing.
I'm not trying to be cool, Danny. I'm just trying to make a point.
But your point seems, racist?
It certainly is not. We are celebrating race. Look, here we have Sebastian and Noah in the very same class. And to think way back, this would have been impossible. He would have been a slave.
What? Oh my God.
Whoa. Hold up. That's not... Wow. So, I would not have been a slave. My people weren't even here yet. I'm first gen. And anyways, I'm not black. I'm Egyptian. But Noah, she's Jewish. So actually, if you want to go way back, she would have been my slave.
Damn, new kid.
Wait. I didn't mean it like that.
No, but Sebastian, your example is even better. Here you and Noah are standing beside each other. You're not forcing her to make bricks out of mud. You're not whipping her.
Ooh, kinky.
Mrs. Winterbottom, this is crazy. Your lesson plan needs to wake up.
Noah, hey, wait.
What?
Sorry, that was weird in there.
Yo, new kid! Way to stick it to Mrs. Ice Ass!
Mrs. Ice Ass? Oh. Got it, Winterbottom. I didn't really stick it to her.
You're a star! Check it out, bruh!
He said he'd make her his slave.
He said she was his sex slave.
He said he'd whip her unless she blows him.
What? No, that's not what I... No.
Just stop talking to me, Seb! You're only making things worse. Good thing this Seb kid doesn't have his next class with me. I might have an actual shot at saving myself. Everyone knows the way to score social points in middle school is to literally score points. So, no, I'm not gonna pass the ball. I'm gonna...
Shoot it, Noah!
Score a point! I scored a point! No, 2 points! One basket is 2 points! I broke the freaking tie!
Nice, Noah! Very nice! Wow! Nothing but net on that one. You must have worked out this summer.
I rode my bike a lot.
You should try track! Yeah, you sure got the body for it.
Ah, Jesus, coach! You can't say things like that!
Okay, chill, Danny. I'm complimenting her, okay? It's athlete for good job.
It's human for inappropriate.
Look, Danny, I'm just welcoming my pal Noah to club physical fitness. What I'm saying is I had no idea she had it in her.
She must have been touched by God. Touched.
Unique. Wait, isn't she the new kid's sex slave or something?
Here we go, guys. Owen, your ball.
You can take this to Dr. Rockland, you know.
It's fine. I'm fine. I want this to go away. I want this whole day to go away.
Then woman up.
What?
You've got to speak up. Prove you can't be messed with.
Sure, I guess I can woman up. Speak my mind like Danny. But you want to know where that landed her? The loser table. Not that she cares, but I do. So I think I'll keep my mouth shut and do the only logical thing. Have lunch in the bathroom. Tuna on white bread. I don't have to open the sandwich to know the pickles are arranged like a smiley face. How Dad always does on the first day of school.
By the way, I don't know what you're picturing, but yes, I'm sitting in a stall. And yes, my pants are on. My table manners aren't that bad.
Oh my god. You've got to be kidding me.
No fucking way.
Are you talking to me?
Is there anyone else in here?
I don't think so. Is that O?
Yeah, bestie. It's me. And you're wearing my fucking shoes.
You looked under the stall?
That little heart on the toe? I drew that. My mom gave those bad boys to Goodwill.
What are you doing? You're supposed to sit on the toilet, not on the top of the stall.
View's better from up here.
You're a psycho. You're just gonna watch me?
Who's the psycho? I'm not eating lunch while I poo.
I'm not pooping. I'm just sitting. Whatever.
Look, we were gonna do this later as a group, but this is better. I'm actually doing you a favor, doing it in private.
Doing what? What are we doing?
Girl, this is hard AF to say, but we voted and everyone agrees. You need to stop hanging out with us.
Stop hanging out with who? I just met you.
Right. Sorry. I mean, stop hanging out with them. Livy, Via, Olivia. And don't bother hanging out with me, because, like, we're all literally boy crazy right now. And it's like, I mean, how are we supposed to get guys? I mean, hot ones, if you're, like, linked to us. You're a literal cringe fest.
Very funny. This is one of Livy's pranks, isn't it?
Oh, babe, I wish it was. Trust me, Livy didn't want to talk shit about you, but once she got started, it was like she couldn't stop.
No, you're lying. What'd she say?
I guess it all comes down to your personality.
My personality?
No offense, but you don't really have one.
How is that no offense?
Noah, you're just kind of a sheep. Livy says you follow her around.
I don't follow. We're best friends.
You laugh when she laughs. You agree with her always, even when you have no clue what she's talking about.
I know what she's talking about.
And you're afraid to swear. And we're pretty sure you're asexual.
You just got here. You can't just show up and, like, kick me out or something. I'll talk to Livy. I think at this point I know her better than you do.
I told Livy you'd probably mature when you get your period.
Wait. How do you... Wait, she told you I haven't?
I know this sucks, but you'll be okay. I mean, God's looking out for you, right? Maybe he'll save you from that new kid and your little sex slaviness or whatever.
Have you ever had that thing where you do something, but it doesn't feel like it's you doing it? Like you've left your body and you're watching yourself do something the real you would never do. Yeah, so don't blame me for what's happening right now. That's not really me. Dunking my sandwich in the toilet and hurling it at the psycho on top of the bathroom stall. Ooh! Right in her face.
What the fuck? Ow! You did not just hit me in the face with a fucking tuna sandwich dipped in fucking toilet water. Oh my fucking god, my foot! My foot! Fuck!
Do you ever feel like you need to just yell at someone?
I have that feeling a lot, but I never actually do it.
In the cafeteria, there are lots of people you could yell at. All those tables full of people who think they're better than you. There's the theater kids.
The big black bear. Bitch, the big black bug.
The lip gloss girls.
This peach color? Oh my god.
The tall girls.
Not him, he's like a
You would like never be able to wear high heels.
And of course, the jocks. AKA the populars. Led by their queen bee, Brielle.
Hunter! Stop snapping my bra! It's right on my sunburn.
It wasn't me. It was Owen.
Then there's the people I really want to yell at.
the Olivias. Except, there they go, running away, throwing me shade, probably off to the bathroom to save O from my evil tuna sandwich.
Noah, there you... Oh my god. I've been looking for you. I'm so sorry about that slave thing. I don't know what I was thinking. I wasn't. All right, I wasn't thinking. I was just reacting to crazy Mrs. Winterbottom, but I didn't mean to turn it on you.
Listen, Seb. I just met you. And I have no idea if you're nice or an asshole. But looks like I have to start every stupid day at this stupid school sitting next to you. So let's get this straight. You will never whip me. I will never give you a BJ. You will never force me to do anything. And if you try, I'll fucking fuck you up. It's not funny.
Sorry.
I think you might be my favorite person ever.
She's mine!
Get the fuck off me! Oh,
are you deaf, Pharaoh? Oh, I claimed her this morning.
What the fuck?
What is happening? Oh my
Jesus!
Get out of him!
Break it up.
My glasses. He broke my glasses.
Both of you.
Oh, shit. My mom is going to kill me.
My mom is going to kill you.
Okay. That was cute. Was that fun? Did you have a good time? Dr. Rockland's office. Now.
New kid.
Abby, it's not an awkward silence. We're just chewing.
So who's going to tell me about their first day? I want everything. The good, the bad, the annoying teachers.
I won the armpit fart contest.
L'chaim.
Oh my god.
Ooh, and I made it into the Flimtastics.
Congrats.
Mr. B says we might even be on TV this year.
Double L'chaim.
When you die, do your eyes really turn to X's?
No.
Not even mice?
Only cartoon ones.
Yes, I was right.
Wow.
And how about my favorite sullen tween?
It was fine.
I can totally picture it.
Abby, could you knock it off already?
How come you never talk anymore except when you're being mean?
What do you want me to say, Ab? You wouldn't even get it. Middle school isn't all armpit farts and rainbows. You can't just put on sequin suspenders and bang on some drums and expect to be popular. I'll get it. Oh, hey. I was hoping you'd come. Libby, we need to talk.
You broke her ankle, you know.
That's all you have to say right now?
She can't dance, or try out for cheerleading, even.
So, you're serious? What does it even mean I have no personality? That I follow you?
What do you want me to say, Noah?
I want you to say that this is not happening! That we can forget it all happened and go back to being friends!
Noah?
What?
Ugh, this would have been so much easier in text! For everyone! When are you gonna get a phone already?
Maybe when you stop being such a backstabber.
Oh my god, Noah. You're 13. Grow up.
Why? What's so great about growing up?
Everything okay?
Yep.
Who was it?
Just people with a petition. I told them you can't sign because you're a journalist.
I bet it was her boyfriend.
Hello? Yeah, hang on.
Noah, it's for you.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, it's Danny.
Oh, hi. Hang on.
Ugh. Dad, this cord is a mess.
I'll untangle it later. One of my favorite hobbies.
Oh, it's not untangleable!
Hey, Danny, what's up?
Hey, I hate small talk, so I'll just get right to the point. You know God liked me last year, right?
Yeah, I think everyone knows.
He can make your life really suck.
You think?
Well, there are a few of us. We've got a club. It's called WAG.
WAG?
W-A-G. Women Against God. I thought you might want to join.
Here Lies Me is a Lemonada Media original in collaboration with The Longest Shortest Time. Executive producers are Stephanie Whittles-Wax, Jessica Cordova-Kramer, and me, Hillary Frank. I also wrote and directed the show. Hannah Boomershine is our producer. Peter Clowney is our story editor. Ivan Kureyev is our audio engineer. Music by Casey Holford with drums by Sasha Menhivar. Our artwork, which changes every week, is by Lindsay Stripling. Thank you to the High School for the Performing and Visual Arts in Houston, Texas, where we found our team cast, and to the Spruceton Inn and Space on Ryder Farm, where I developed the pilot for this project. Special thanks to Val Badurtha, Jorge Olivares, Jonathan Menhivar, and Michael Raphael. The voices you heard today are
Ollie Grishaber,
Grant Eason,
Rafael Pina,
Rebecca Lemke,
Anna Marie Tobin,
Emma Osher,
Vineeth Nadella,
Julian Catone,
Anna Grace Hethcox,
Savannah Coyne,
Luca Jaros,
Chloe Vung,
Sasha Menhivar,
Matt Hune,
Judith Miller,
Stephanie Whittles Wax,
with special guests
W. Kamau Bell
and
Rob Hubel.
For fun facts about our cast, plus resources on harassment and bullying, go to HereLiesMe.com. Next time on Here Lies Me.
Have you ever had a tower of butts in front of you and thought about how crazy it is that you're supposed to climb it?
Nope, can't say I have, but I want to hear all about it. Don't you? Make sure you are subscribed to Here Lies Me in your podcast app so that you don't miss this episode. While you're there, please take a moment to rate and review the podcast. We are a brand new show, and we're hoping to get some important conversations started about, you know, some of the tough stuff that goes on in middle school, which means we got to get this story to as many ears as possible. And your rating and reviewing will really, really, really help with that. So thank you in advance. Follow us at Lemonada Media across all social media, and follow me on Instagram at This Is Hillary Frank.
Just gonna take a second to get in the little god's voice. All right, here he is. He's up here. Noah, there you go. See ya. See ya.
Please check out Hillary's show. You can find out more about our show at thetruthpodcast.com. We will have an all new story for you in 2 weeks. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia. From PR.